Connecticut Students for a Dream held a hashtag Defend DACA speak out against the termination of DACA by the Trump administration on Monday night at the University of Connecticut's Fairfield Way. On September 5th, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the end of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA was an executive order created by President Barack Obama. It gave 800,000 undocumented people who were brought to the U.S. as minors the ability to obtain legal documentation and protection from deportation. Connecticut Students for a Dream is a Connecticut-based group that advocates for undocumented students. Jocelyn Guadalupe Talcomolco is an active member of C4D. She says she cried when she heard the news.
My future and my goals were just, for that moment, destroyed, and it felt like it was just the end of the world. And so I definitely took the time to grieve about it and cry about it and my anger towards the announcement.
According to Talcomulco, the termination of DACA is an attack toward the immigrant community.
The termination of DACA was another goal for the white supremacy agenda for this year and for the next couple of years, and it has been done.
The majority of the speak out consists of DACA participants and undocumented students telling their stories and how they will be affected by DACA's termination. Jonathan Gonzalez-Cruz, a student at Southern Connecticut State University, talks about the benefits of DACA for him and his family.
That feeling of just knowing that because of your status you don't belong, or it feels like you don't belong, it was hard. But then once DACA came out, it just completely changed everything for me.
He urges community members to call their representatives and to advocate for the DREAM Act.
Call your representatives, because in 2001, when the DREAM Act failed, we lost the vote by 5 in the Senate. By 5 mere votes, that could have changed everything. Every vote counts, and every vote is going to count once again.
Mirka Dominguez Salinas, an undocumented student, says her goals and dreams now may not come true with the end of DACA.
I'm going to be a teacher, or I hope to be a teacher. That was my dream, right?
You will be a teacher!
Okay. I feel like we have to be realistic right now. So I have to get fingerprinted, and that's why DACA was so beneficial to me, because I have to go into the schools. I have to have my work permit to work. Education is my passion. Children are the future, and I believe in them. And without DACA, I can't do any of that.
Gabby Valdiglesias, another speaker at the event, says it is important to recognize that DACA was a small win for the undocumented community.
I just want to note that if you're going to fight and defend for undocumented immigrants, you have to understand that you have to defend all immigrants, not just the ones that fit that stereotypical dreamer narrative. Yes. Because that narrative is false.
Ruth Hernandez, a graduate student at UConn, says the loss of DACA means empty seats in the classroom.
You might be thinking, how does that affect us? It affects us because they challenge the narratives that we're reading, and they encourage us to think beyond some scholarly writings with real life actions.
Mariah Balastrassi is a UConn senior studying a double major in human rights and anthropology. She says she was at the speak out to support immigrants and those affected by DACA's termination.
I feel like a lot of grassroots movements and social changes happen starting at universities, and there's a lot of progressive groups here that can rally together and really, I think, make an effective statement.
According to Talcomulco, the next step for C4D is to meet with UConn representatives to determine how DACA participants and the university should work together moving forward. For WHUS News, I'm Daniela Donsell.
What side are you on, my people? What side are you on?
We're on the freedom side.